也在我们的生活中应用出来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We are starting today chapter 3 of Ephesians.
我们今天开始以弗所书第三章。
The handout that I gave you last time to work on is verses 1 through 13.
我上个星期给大家的这个单章是第一节到第十三节。
Next week we will do verses 14 through 21.
下一星期我们看的是第十四到二十一节。
Paul has been talking about the God's plan for the church.
保罗在这里一直在说神对教会的旨意。
And now he is going to give them more specific insight into this.
现在他要给他们一些更细致的看法。
He starts by introducing himself.
他开始的时候自己介绍自己。
Which seems a little odd.
这个自我介绍听上去有一些奇怪。
They already know who he is. He was their pastor.
因为他们已经知道保罗是谁，保罗是他们的牧师。
And back in chapter 1,
在第一章的时候，
we saw the first week that we looked in Ephesians.
我们在看以弗所书的第一周的时候，
he introduced himself.
保罗已经做了自我介绍。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
说奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Now go to chapter 3.
然后我们看到第三章。
And keep this open as we study because we're going to be looking at through this.
大家在看的时候把圣经翻开，因为我们会过各个经文。
But very often when Paul starts his letters, I think I told you the first week, he very often starts with Paul, an apostle, and a prisoner.
你知道在保罗写他的信的时候，他通常最开始的时候都会说做使徒和被囚的保罗。
In this book, however,
但是在这一卷书中，
he introduced himself as an apostle at the beginning,
在最开始的时候他自我介绍自称是使徒。
And it's not until chapter 3 that he reintroduces himself,
直到第三章的时候他才重新介绍自己。
This time as a prisoner,
这个时候他介绍自己是被囚的。
On behalf of you Gentiles,
是为你们外邦人。
Now I ask you on your questions, question 2,
在这个第二个问题中我问你们，
How does Paul describe himself in this section?
保罗在这部分是如何描述自己的？
What does he say?
他怎么说呢？ The smallest among all the saints.
Okay, verse 8. The least of all the saints.
第八节中本是众圣徒中最小的。
Or the smallest of all the saints.
或者是众圣徒中最小的还小。
Okay, so he is a prisoner.
所以他是一个被囚的。
He's the least of the saints.
也是众圣徒中最小的。
Anything else he says about himself?
他还怎么介绍他自己呢？
Go ahead.I hope others did the work.
希望别人都做作业了，不要只是假花姐一个人在说。
I'm going to have to start taking grades in here.
你们要再不说，我都要开始记分数了。
The apostle for the Gentiles.
他要把这个，他是外邦人的这个使徒。
Now here's why this is important, it seems to me.
对我来说这很重要，是为什么呢？
He has given us back in chapter 2 sort of an overview, an introduction.
在第二章他给了我们一个大概大览。
Chapter 1, this is what God has done for you.
在第一章说这是神所为你做的。
Chapter 2, God justified you.
第二章神使你成义。
He made you part of the church.
他让你成为教会的一部分。
And last week we saw that this church was made up of Jew and Gentile.
上个星期我们看到这个教会由外邦人和犹太人组成。
But now he is focusing much more on that, the nature of the church.
然后我们看到这里他是着重在重点于教会的本质。
And he's going to focus on this unity between Jew and Gentile.
他着重于犹太人和外邦人的合一。
And he's going to use a term that I put in the title of this lesson on the handout.
他用的这个词，我把它放在这个单章的标题里。
The mystery of the gospel.
就是福音的奥秘。
We'll come back to that in a few minutes.
我们过一会儿再回到这个福音的奥秘。
But he describes himself as the least of the saints.
但是保罗将自己描绘作众圣徒中最小的。
He describes himself as a prisoner.
他将自己描绘作被囚的。
Now, let me ask you a question. Who was the emperor at this point?
让我问大家一个问题。这个时期，保罗这个时期，谁是那个国王、君王呢？
Caesar, and specifically, who is Caesar?
是凯撒，那凯撒是谁呢？
Yes, what is his name?
他的名字叫什么？
Nero.
是尼禄皇帝。
Okay. Verse 1.
第一节。
If I were writing this letter,
如果是我写这封信的话，
I would probably say, I, Paul, a prisoner of Nero.
我或许会写我保罗做尼禄的囚徒的。
He says, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
而保罗却说我保罗是做了基督耶稣被囚的。
Why does he say a prisoner of Christ Jesus?
他为什么说做了基督耶稣被囚的呢？
Yes, sister. Jesus called him to that, okay?
因为神呼召他这么做。
He understands he is there really not because of Nero.
因为保罗知道他在那里不只是因为尼禄皇帝。
Now, if you had asked Nero,
如果你要去问这个尼禄皇帝的话，
who put Paul in prison?
说谁把保罗下在监里？
Nero is going to say, I did.
然后这皇帝会说，当然是我了。
I'm the boss.
我是那个老大。
But Paul is always aware that as Christians, what we do is done through and for Jesus.
但是保罗作为基督徒，他明白，我们不管做什么，我们都是借着耶稣，也为着耶稣做。
Philemon, he's going to say, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus.
在腓利门书中他也说到为基督耶稣被囚的保罗。
Philippians, a letter that he writes at the same time as he's writing Ephesians.
腓利比书是他写成的同时，写成于他写这个以弗所书同时。
He writes this wonderful testimony.
他在那里面做了一个很好的见证。
He says, yes, I'm a prisoner.
他说是的，我是被囚的。
But I want you to know that I'm a prisoner for the sake of the gospel.
但是我希望你们知道我是被囚是为了福音的兴旺。
He says, what has happened to me has served to advance the cause of the gospel.
他说我所做的，我被囚的是为了让福音得以兴旺。
So that the whole imperial guard has heard the gospel because of me.
所以在那个关押的那个地方，所有的人都因为他听到了福音。
He goes on to say, I rejoice in my chains because the gospel is being served.
然后他说我在捆绑中也蛮有欢喜，因为福音得到了广传。
One of the things I want you to see in applying this section of Ephesians.
我想让你们看到并且应用，就是通过这一段的以弗所书应用的是什么呢？
Everything that happens to Paul,
不管保罗经历了什么，
He is able to say,
他可以说，
What I suffer on behalf of Christ Jesus.
他说不管我有怎样的挣扎，我这些挣扎都是因着耶稣基督的缘故。
And if he gets good through it, I will rejoice even in the difficulties.
如果我的被囚可以使神得益处，那么我在困苦中也蛮有欢心。
Now Paul is not an idiot.
保罗可不傻。
He doesn't say, "Oh, I'm so thankful that I get to go to prison and suffer."
他不会说，哎呀，我能去监狱里受苦了，真好。
But he does say,
但他确实说
I am so thankful that I get to serve the purposes of Christ Jesus.
他说我很感恩我能够为着耶稣基督的缘故服侍。
And if that requires prison, I will be thankful even in prison.
如果这样的服侍需要我被囚，那么我即使在被囚当中也满心的感恩。
Now most of us,I hope are not going to end up in prison for the gospel.
希望你们在座的不会为着福音的缘故啊被囚。
However,
但是
you are probably going to have some circumstances in your life that you probably would not choose.
但是也许你生活中会经历各样的情境是你自己不会选择那样做的。
One of the keys.To maintaining Christian joy in those circumstances.
在那样的环境中保持基督徒的喜乐
is to recognize that as God's children, He is using those circumstances to accomplish His purpose.
在那样的环境中还能维持基督徒的喜乐最重要的方法就是作为神的儿女我们意识到神使用这样子的环境来满足他的旨意。
And so even if the circumstance itself is bad,
所以即使环境本身是不好的
we can say like Paul,
我们也可以像保罗一样说
I am suffering this,
我这样受苦
because God has allowed it,
因为是神允许的
And so my prayer is that he accomplishes his purpose through it,
所以我的祷告就是神借着这样子的环境完成他的旨意
And then,I can be thankful.
这样我就会满心的感恩。
If you understand yourself as one of the people that God has chosen to use to accomplish His purpose,
如果你意识到你是被神拣选来满足实现他的目标目的的一个人的话
then it changes how you see the circumstances around you.
这会改变你对周围环境的看法。
Because now you see your role as serving God's purpose.
因为这时你就看到你的角色是为了实现神的旨意。
Paul does that.
保罗就是这样的。
But then he narrows it down more.
但是接下来他更聚焦在一个小的方面。
We're still in verse 1.
我们还在看第一节。
Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
他说保罗是做了基督耶稣被囚的。
On behalf of you Gentiles.
是为着你们外邦人的缘故。
He says, I am serving God's purpose.
保罗说我是为了服侍神。
And God's purpose for me is to serve him on behalf of you Gentiles.
而神对我的旨意就是通过服侍你们这些外邦人来服侍神。
Now, look at verse 1 again.
让我们继续来再看一下第一节。
He begins, for this reason.
他说因此
I told you before, when you see the phrase for this reason or therefore, what do you have to do?
我之前告诉过大家当你们看到因此这个词组的时候你们要做什么呢
Where do you look?
你要往哪儿看
You always go backwards.
你永远是看之前的那个经文。
He is saying, because of what I've already said, now I'm moving forward.
因为这个意思是说，因为我之前所说的，我接下来要说什么。
And so, we look back to chapter 2.
所以我们就往回看，看到第二章。
We saw last week.
我们看到上个星期。
God is building a new temple. He is building a new body.
看到神正在建一个新的圣殿，一个新的身体。
A body made up of Jews and Gentiles.
这身体是由犹太人也由外邦人组成。
And he's making us into one family.
他让我们能够进入成为一个新的家庭。
And so Paul is going to pray for them.
所以保罗会为他们来祷告。
Now, you have to look at this verse or this to see what is happening here.
所以你必须要看前面的才能明白接下来要发生什么。
Listen to the verse.
你来听这一节。
For this reason, because of what God is doing,
因此因为神在做的这些事情
I, Paul,
我保罗
a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles,
为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的
and all of a sudden he stops.
突然他就停在这里了。
There's an interruption here.
感觉好像有什么东西
And he's not going to finish that sentence until verse 14.
他就停在这里，然后直到第十四节才结束他的这句话。
Look at verse 14.
看十四节。
For this reason,
说因此
he's repeating.
他就重复这个因此。
I bow my knees and he begins his prayer.
说我屈膝在父面前。
I like Paul because I can kind of relate to Paul.
我很喜欢保罗，因为我好像能够感受到他的这种。
Poor Yu Chin doesn't like Paul because of this reason.
于晨弟兄也不喜欢保罗，也是因为同样的原因。
Sometimes I start a sentence.
因为有时候我开始说一句话。
And then all of a sudden I interrupt myself and go to something else.
然后我说着一半我就停下来，然后说另外一件事。
And our poor sister has to try to follow.
然后这个翻译要很努力地跟着他。
I defend myself, Paul did the same thing.
我就自我辩解说保罗也是这么做的。
In verse 1, Paul is starting a prayer.
在第一节保罗是要开始一个祷告。
And then he interrupts it and he says, I assume you've already heard why I am doing what I'm doing.
然后接下来第二他就说量必你们曾听见我为什么做我现在所做的。
And he takes 13 verses to tell them what he's doing.
然后他花了13节的时间告诉大家他在做什么。
And then he says,
然后他说
Let me get back to it. For this reason I pray.
说让我回到我刚才说的，因此我在父面前屈膝祷告。
So verses 2 through 13 are all an interruption in the middle of that sentence.
所以第二到十三节其实都是他这一句话中间的这个夹杂的额外的另外的成分。
And so today we are looking at the interruption.
所以我们今天看的就是这二到十三节。
For this reason, because God is forming a new body.
因此，因为神正在建立一个新的肢体。
And then he says, I assume you've heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you.
他说量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我。
Paul says, what I am doing, the message I am giving is a message that God gave me to hold on to be a steward for you.
他说想必你们知道我听到的这个信息神给我的这个信息是为了关切你们神将关切你们的职分托付给我。
How the mystery was made known to me by revelation.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘。
Now where I really want to focus some time this afternoon is on this mystery.
我特别想花时间就是讲这个奥秘。
When you hear the word mystery,
当你听到奥秘这个词
what do you think of?
你想到的是什么呢?
What's a mystery?
什么对你来说是奥秘?
Something that is unknown.
是未知的。
Something very strange, okay?
是很奇怪的。
Something hard to understand.
是很难理解的。
Something unusual, okay?
是不同寻常的。
Now, I think we very often use mystery primarily as something that's not known, something strange, something difficult.
所以我们用奥秘这个词的时候通常指的是未知的很奇怪的不同寻常的东西。
Paul doesn't actually use the word that way.
但保罗其实不是这样用这个词的。
Paul uses it much more simply.
保罗用这个词的方法其实是很简单的。
How many of you like to read mystery novels?
有多少人喜欢读这个这叫什么小说
?Okay. Several of you
good.
All right, so you can understand this.
所以你们喜欢读侦探小说的你们明白。
Imagine that you are reading a mystery by your favorite author.
想象一下你在读你最喜欢的作者所写的这个侦探小说。
And you get to the last page.
然后读到最后一页的时候。
And it says.
然后最后一页上说。
I want to tell you who committed the crime.
我想告诉你是谁是那个犯人。
But this is a mystery.
但这是一个奥秘。
And so I'm not going to tell you.
所以我不会告诉你的。
The end. The end.
就结束了。
Would you be happy with that book?
你这样这本书你很愿意读吗？你很开心吗
？No. What do you expect at the end of the book?
你在书的结尾想要知道的是什么呢
？The mystery to be opened, right?
就这个奥秘被显明。
Paul uses the word mystery that way, all the way through his letters.
所以在保罗所有的书信中，他使用奥秘这个词，都是这个意思。
A mystery in Paul is not something that we don't know.
对于保罗来说，奥秘并不是我们不知道的。
Something that we can't understand.
也不是我们不能明白的。
Something that is strange and difficult.
也不是很难，很不容易理解的。
And I want you to realize that because when we define it that way, Paul's writing often becomes confusing.
因为我想让大家明白，如果你不知道奥秘是什么意思的话，读保罗的书信就会觉得很困难。
There are commentators that every time they come to something in Paul that's difficult, they say, well, we can't understand it because it says it's a mystery.
有一些评论解经书，他每次谈到保罗的书信，讲到不能理解的事情的时候，他就说，哎呀，我们没有办法理解，因为保罗说了，这是一个奥秘。
But that's not what Paul says.
但对于保罗来说，奥秘不是这个意思。
Look at verse 3.
看第三节。
The mystery...was made known to me.
说这奥秘已经使我知道，我已经知道这奥秘了。
Look at verse 4.
看第四节。
And 4 and 5.
和第五节。
The mystery of Christ.
是基督的奥秘。
Which was not known to other generations.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。
As it has now been revealed.
但如今被显明。
And then verse 6.
第六节。
This mystery is, and he says what it is.
这奥秘就是，他接下来解释说。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The mystery was hidden for ages.
这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘。
Verse 10, that it might now be made known.
第十节说现在已经显明。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
For Paul, a mystery is something that used to be hidden.
对于保罗来说，奥秘就是过去被隐藏的。
And we now have been, it has now been revealed.
然后如今被显明。
You open up your mystery novel.
你打开你的侦探小说。
Chapter 1, there's a murder.
然后第一章啊，发生了一个命案。
And you don't know who did it.
你也不知道是谁做的。
It's hidden.
因为是隐藏起来的。
But by the last page, you know who did it, how they did it, and why.
然后到最后一页的时候，你知道是谁做的，为什么做，怎么做。
So, when Paul says, there's a mystery.
所以当保罗说那里有一个奥秘。
Please don't say, well, then I might as well skip to chapter 4 of Ephesians.
你不要说，哎呀，这是个奥秘，那我就跳过这一章，直接看第四章好了。
Because this one is hidden to me.
因为这个对我是隐藏的。
Paul says,
保罗说
It's something that was hidden, but now is revealed and belongs to all of us.
说这个奥秘过去是隐藏的，如今显现，而且它属于我们每一个人。
And what is it?
那这奥秘是什么呢？
What is the mystery in chapter 3?
第三章所说的奥秘是什么呢？
Gentiles can be saved.
就是外邦人也可以得救。
That's part of it.
这是奥秘的一部分。
Gentiles are fellow heirs.
外邦人也可以同为后嗣。
Look at verse 4.
看第四节。
He says this mystery, verse 4 and 5, this mystery was not made known to other generations.
第四节第五节他说这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。
Now let me ask you, in the Old Testament,
让我问大家在旧约当中
if you read the Old Testament, will you know that Gentiles can be saved?
如果你只读旧约的话，你会不会知道外邦人也能得救呢？
I see some no's. Do I see any yeses?
我看到有人摇头，有人点头吗？
Let me have some yeses, please. Very good. All right, that's exactly right.
太对了，因为这答案，正确答案就是这样的。
Let me explain.
让我给大家解释一下。
I always like it when a class gets the right answer.
我每次大家答对答案的时候，我都很开心。
Even if I have to say, please say yes now.
即使我都已经给大家提示了要回答哪个答案。
Let me give you what I mean.
让我给大家解释一下。
Genesis 12 verse 3.
在创世纪12章第三节。
God says to Abraham, I'm going to bless you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说我要祝福你。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that all nations, that's the Gentiles, will be blessed.
因为这里说地上的万族都要因你得福，这个万族也包括外邦人。
Joshua 2.
在约书亚记第二章
Rahab is saved.
这个拉合得救了。
She is a Gentile.
拉合她可是个外邦人呀。
Isaiah.
在以赛亚书。
All nations will come to Jerusalem and will worship Jehovah and will be part of his family.
万族的人都要到耶路撒冷去敬拜耶和华，成为一家人。
So in the Old Testament,
所以在旧约当中，
it told us that Gentiles could be saved.
我们也知道说外邦人会得救。
But there was still a mystery.
但是在那个时候，这还是一个奥秘。
How will that happen?
就是这个得救是如何发生的呢？
Now, I think, let's see, last week, did I put the Jews over on this side?
你还记得上个星期我说举个例子，这边是犹太人。
If you ask the Jewish readers of the Old Testament,
如果你问那些犹太人，他们读旧约的话，
How are those Gentiles going to be saved?
你问他们说那些外邦人要怎么能得救呢？
What was their answer?
这些犹太人会怎么回答？
To become Jews.
就是成为犹太人。
They had to be circumcised, they had to become proselytes, and become Jews.
他们必须要受割礼，他们必须要成为犹太人。
But Paul says, this is the mystery that now has been revealed.
但保罗说，过去隐藏的奥秘如今已经显明。
That Gentiles are, verse 6,
第六节说，
fellow heirs,
外邦人也可以同得后嗣
members of the same body,
同为一体
partakers of the promise,
同盟应许
Now we don't see this so well in English and probably don't see it so well in Chinese. But Paul loved to make up new words.
我们或许这个词汇在英文中文中都不是很明显，但是保罗很喜欢创造这个新的词汇。
When Paul is writing a letter and there's not a word that says what he wants to say, he just makes up a new word.
当保罗在写信的时候，他想要说一个词，但是没有词汇中没有这个词，他就自己造一个词出来。
And that's what he does here.
他在这里也是这么做的。
And here's how he does it.
他是怎么做的呢？
Back in chapter 2,
在第二章的时候，
I told you a couple of weeks ago, he made up a couple new words.
我几个星期之前告诉大家说保罗在那里造了几个新词。
He added a prefix to words to say we are made alive with Christ, we are raised up with Christ, we sit with Christ.
在我们讲到我们与基督一同复活，升天与他同坐的时候，他在那个原来的词上面加了一个前缀。
Now he uses the very same prefix again.
然后在这里他用到的就是同样的前缀。
And in verse 6 he says this.
然后在第六节中他说到，
The prefix is, we would say, co, together.
然后这个前缀就是与什么什么一同。
We are co-heirs or together heirs.
所以就是我们同为后嗣。
We are co-members, together members.
我们同为一体。
And we are co-sharers, together sharers of the promise.
我们同盟应许。
Here is the wonderful mystery, he says.
所以保罗说那个美好的奥妙是什么呢？
Not that Gentiles can become Jews and now be saved.
不是说外邦人要成为犹太人然后得救。
And not even that Jews and Gentiles can stay apart, but now there's two ways to be saved. Not that Jews and Gentiles will stay apart and have two different paths to be saved.
也不是说外邦人和犹太人他们分站在两边，有两条不同的通向得救的路。
But instead,
而是
that the wall that we talked about last week is broken down.
我们上周讲到的那堵墙已经完全的倒塌。
And Jews and Gentiles become one body.
外邦人和犹太人成为同一个肢体。
There is no longer a separation.
不再有分离。
And that is, he says, the great mystery.
然后保罗说这就是那极大的奥秘。
If you had asked a Jewish person before Christ,
如果你问一个基督来到世上之前的这个犹太人的话，
Can Gentiles be saved?
你问他说外邦人能得救吗？
They would have said, sure.
他们或许说啊，会啊。
All they have to do is become a Jew.
他们要做的就是成为犹太人。
If you had asked a Gentile,
如果你那个时候问一个外邦人，
how can you be saved?
你要如何得救呢？
They would have said, sure.
他们说，哎，好啊。
God has a different path for us.
神对我们有另外一条得救的道路。
Paul says, this answer is wrong, and this answer is wrong.
而保罗说，这个答案是错的，那个答案也是错的。
Here is the mystery that has now been revealed.
如今被显明的奥秘就是，
God is bringing us both.
神把我们两一方，
and he is forming a new body.
把我们两方带到一起，要组成一个新的肢体。
We are heirs together.
让我们可以同为后嗣。
Members together.
同为一体。
Sharers together.
然后同盟应许。
Now, when we scheduled these lessons, I didn't know, of course, what Pastor Xu was preaching on this morning.
当我准备这个主日学的时候，我并不知道徐牧师今天早上要讲什么样的信息。
But Ephesians 3 is the answer to Jesus' prayer in John 17.
但是以弗所书第三章其实是约翰福音十七节主耶稣祷告的这个回复，这个回应。
Jesus prayed,
主耶稣祷告说，
that his followers would be united as one body.
主耶稣祷告说他的这些门徒，他的跟随者可以合一，可以合为一体。
And here is the wonderful thing.
但是很美妙的事情是，
when Jesus prayed that,
当主耶稣那么祷告的时候，
and his disciples are hearing him pray,
他的门徒也听到了他的祷告。
They could not imagine that prayer being answered with Gentiles.
他们没有办法想到这个祷告要如何蒙应许。
We know this.
我们知道。
Because just a few years later,
因为就在几年之后，
when Peter is called to preach to Cornelius, to a Gentile,
当彼得被呼召去对外邦人讲道的时候，
And God gives him a vision of the unclean food, and he says, "Eat it."
然后主给保彼得一个异象，让他看到那些不洁净的物，然后告诉他你去吃。
Peter says, "No way."
彼得说不可能。
I'm on the Jewish side of that wall.
彼得说我是在犹太人这一边的。
And I don't cross that wall.
我不会跨过这道墙去另外一边。
Peter still didn't understand at that point what Jesus was praying for.
直到那个时候，彼得还是不明白主耶稣过去祷告的是什么。
But we are now 30 years after Jesus' prayer.
但是现在我们是在主耶稣这个祷告之后的30年左右。
Paul says, let me explain to you how God is fulfilling the prayer of John 17.
然后保罗说，让我来告诉你神是如何应许或回应在约翰福音十七章中主耶稣的祷告的。
He is making one body.
因为他就是在做这个合一的肢体。
And that body is the church.
这个肢体就是教会。
And so when you think about the church, understand what an incredible creation it is.
所以当你想到教会的时候，你要想它是一个多么奇妙的被造。
That God has formed together of Jew and Gentile one body.
你看到神是如何把犹太人和外邦人能够重新的造成这样合一的一体。
And so he says, here's what I am doing.
所以保罗说这就是我做的。
Verses 9 through 11.
在第9到第11节。
I'm preaching to the Gentiles the riches of Christ.
说我向外邦人传扬万物之神的奥秘。
I am bringing to light for everyone the mystery.
让这个奥秘可以让众人都会看到。
And then I love how he does this. Look at verse 10.
我很喜欢他在第10节中说到的。
Follow the steps here. Step 1.
说第一步，
Paul says, I am preaching to the Gentiles.
第一步，保罗说我对外邦人传福音。
That's over here. I'm telling you Gentiles of God's grace.
所以我现在对外邦人讲神的丰富。
And then he says, I am bringing to everyone God's plan to create this new church.
然后第二步，他就说我要告诉大家神是如何将每一个人都成为神要造的这个新的教会中的一部分。
And then verse 10, this is amazing.
第十节，这个特别奇妙的是。
follow him? Gentiles, do you now know how to be saved?
说外邦人，你们知道现在要如何得救了吗？
Yes.
是的。
Paul says, Jews, do you now understand this new creation? Yes.
然后犹太人，你们现在明白这个新的这个被造了吗？明白了。
Look at verse 10.
第十节。
So that through the church,
所以借着教会。
The manifold wisdom of God might be known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Who are the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places?
这个天上执政的掌权的是谁呢？
The angels.
是那些天使。
The divine beings. Those in heaven.
是那些在天堂的。
Now,Here, this is amazing.
这个是很奇妙的。
If I said to you,
如果我对你说,
an angel is going to come down and reveal God's plan to you.
说一个天使会降临向你显明神对你的计划。
How many of you would want to be here?
你有多少人还想在这里呢?
That'd be kind of exciting, right?
大家都愿意，因为这听上去很兴奋啊。
Paul says, let me tell you something amazing.
保罗说让我告诉你一些很奇妙的。
It's not that the angels are going to come down and tell us God's plan.
说如果有一个天使来到这里告诉你神的旨意。
It is that as the angels see the church,
是当这些天使看到教会。
They are going to understand God's plan.
这些天使会明白神的旨意。
He says they didn't understand it.
说这些天使他们原来也不明白的。
But through the church, God is revealing to them His plan for the ages.
而是借着教会，神向他们显明神百般的智慧。
That seems wrong to me.
这对我来说是很奇妙的。
I read it and I thought, no, I misunderstood this verse.
我读了，然后我觉得我是不是理解错了。
So I went back and read it some more.
然后我又回去又继续读。
No, that isn't right.
这听上去好像不对啊。
But it's what it says.
但是圣经上确实是这样说的。
I imagine all of this time as the angels look and say, God, what's your plan down there? What are you doing?
我就想象说在那么长的时间里这些天使就一直说、哎、神啊你对他们的旨意到底是什么呢
And he says, just wait and see.
然后神就说、哎、你就等着看吧。
You don't see it yet. No, just wait.
你们还没有看到的你们就等着。
Finally, Jesus is born, and they say, "Okay, now I understand your plan."
然后终于主耶稣降生，他们说，哎，我终于明白你的旨意了。
No, you don't yet.
然后神说，神说，你们继续等，还没呢。
His death, his resurrection. Okay, now we understand. That's a great plan. No, you don't see it all yet.
主耶稣受死又复活，然后天使们说，哎，这我明白了，这是一个很美好的计划。然后神说，不，你还不明白。
It is not until the angels, the rulers and authorities in heavenly places.See God's power creating one church that His full plan is revealed to them.
直到天上执政掌权的就是这些天使看到神如何造了这样一个合一的教会他们才能够看到神百般的智慧。
Now maybe you say what I asked when I read that.
你或许会说就像我读的时候我也自己这么问自己
Why is that so important to Paul?
说这个对保罗来说为什么那么重要呢
And here's why I think it's important.
我认为它很重要是因为
I'll use me as the example.
我就用我自己做一个例子
This is a horrible thing for a pastor to say.
对一个牧师来说这么说是很糟糕的
But I often don't like the church very much.
但是我经常都不太喜欢教会。
I like to study the Bible.
我很喜欢研读圣经。
To pray.
去祷告。
But church, the church is hard.
但教会却是一个很难的东西。
Because there are some odd people in the church.
因为教会里总有这样奇奇怪怪的人。
I'm not talking about you.
我不是说你们啊。
But your neighbor.
是你的邻居，你旁边的人。
There are some people who are not very easy to get along with in the church.
教会里总有那些很难相处的人。
Not you, but your neighbor.
不是你啊，只是你旁边的人。
And sometimes, I would much rather it just be Jesus and me.
有的时候我都情愿只有主耶稣和我。
There's two of us.
你看他也是这样同意的。
If all of you were honest, there would be at least three.
如果你们都诚实的话，我想至少有三个人是这么认为的。
The church at Ephesus was no different than us.
在以弗所的教会和我们没有什么区别。
And there were people in the church at Ephesus who thought, I really like being a Christian.
然后有很多以弗所教会的人，他们也是这么想说。
But I would just as soon pass on this whole church thing.
我很愿意做一个基督徒，但是这个教会这件事儿，哎，算了吧。
Paul wants them to understand.
保罗想要他们明白。
He wants me to understand.
他想让我明白。
And Richard, he wants you to understand.
所以他也想让你明白。
That the church is an incredible part of God's plan.
说教会是神的计划当中很不可思议的一部分。
And we can't ignore it.
我们没有办法忽视它。
All through Ephesians 3, Paul is saying this.
在整个以弗所书第三章，保罗都在说。
The Christian faith is more than my personal relationship with Jesus.
说基督徒的信仰不只是我和神之间个人的关系。
The Christian faith is more than my personal relationship with Jesus.
基督徒的信仰不只是我和主耶稣之间私人的关系。
The Christian faith means I am in relationship with Jesus.
而基督徒的信仰意味着我和基督有关系。
And
I
am in relationship with his church.
而且我也与他的教会有关。
I don't like to say it this way.
我不喜欢这么说。
But I think Paul says.
但是我想保罗是说。
That I am in relationship with Jesus.
说我与主耶稣有关系。
As part of his church.
是作为我和这个教会有关系的一部分。
That's how important the church is.
这就显明了教会是多么的重要。
And again, I have to be honest, I don't like that very much.
我必须要诚实地说，我不是很喜欢这种。
I would rather the church be optional.
我情愿这个教会是一个额外的可选择的。
So that if I don't like how Brother Hong Jin and the Board of Deacons are doing things, I can just say, well, forget you, it's me and Jesus.
Yes.
就因为如果这样子的话，如果我不喜欢红军弟兄或者执事会做的一些事情，我就可以说，哎，不管你们了，就是我和主耶稣。
And I have a loud amen here.
我也听到很多人同意我的说法。
But Paul says we are wrong.
但保罗说我们是错的。
We are part of a family.
说我们都是这个大家庭的一部分。
They always ring that bell too soon.
他们这个敲铃总是敲得太早了。
We preach often about justification by faith.
我们经常讲到因信称义。
And that's an important part of Paul's message.
这个是保罗的信息当中很重要的一部分。
But you go through Paul's letters and highlight every place he talks about that.
但是你看保罗书信，你标出来他每一次讲这个因信称义的地方。
And you will have between 6 and 10 places.
你大概会有6到10处。
Then you go through and you highlight everywhere he talks about the church, unity, and the holy life of the believer.
但是你再去看他每次讲到教会，讲到合一，讲到这个圣徒圣洁的生活的时候。
And it's in dozens of places.
但有十几处都讲到这些。
Paul says, we do not have the option.
保罗说我们没有选择。
Of saying, I love Jesus, but I hate the church.
我们不能说我喜欢耶稣，我讨厌教会。
He says, that's not an option.
说没有这种选择。
He says, we do not have the option of saying, I'm walking with Jesus, but I will not walk with my fellow believers.
你也不能说我与基督同行，但是我不愿意和我的这些基督徒的信徒们一起同行。
Paul says,
保罗说,
part of my unity with Christ,
我与基督合一的一个部分,
is humbling myself.
就是 自己虚己。
To walk in unity with other believers.
与别的信徒一起同行。
And that will be hard.
这很难。
You see, here's what I want you to understand.
我想让大家明白。
I think I'm going to have to finish out this next week.
我想我可能要到下周才能结束
这个信息。Go ahead and do next week's lesson because we're going to get it too.
Okay, 但是我们下个星期还是会讲下个星期的内容。
But I want you to imagine.
但我想让大家来想象。
That you go to your Chinese New Year's dinner.
你去到你这个春节的晚餐。
And everyone is gathered around the table.
然后大家都坐在围坐在这个桌子周围。
And the father is at the head of the table.
然后这个父亲坐在主座。
And he looks around the table.
然后他环顾四周。
And none of his the brothers and sisters are speaking to each other.
然后这个弟兄姐妹之间都不说话的。
They say no.
他们都不说话。
I don't want you at the table. I don't want you at the table.
我不想跟你坐一起，我也不想让你坐在这个桌子上。
What does that do to the heart?Of the father.
这样子的话，对那个父亲的心里来说，他是怎样的呢？
His heart is broken.
他会很伤心。
Because he loves each of his children.
因为他爱他每一个孩子。
And they don't love each other.
但这些孩子们却不彼此相爱。
And his heart is hurt.
他的心会很受伤。
Paul says.
保罗说。
God sent his son.
神差他的独生爱子。
Yes.To provide salvation for us.
是的，为我们预备救恩。
But also to form a new body, the church.
但同时也要让我们组成这个新的肢体，就是教会。
And when I say, God, I love you, but I don't like anyone else at the table.
当我说神啊，我爱你，但我不喜欢这些与我同坐的人。
There is something wrong with that.
那一定是有问题的。
And so here is the application that I want you to walk away today.
所以今天我想让大家带着这样子的应用离开。
I told you the first week.
第一个星期的时候我告诉大家。
Paul is writing to the universal church of every believer.
说保罗是写信给这个大普世教会的每一个人。
But, and this is much more difficult, he is writing to the local church.
但是他也是对这每一个本地教会写的。
It's a whole lot easier to love all of those Christians around the world.
你说我爱这世界上的众信徒，这很容易。
Than to love right here.
但是就爱你自己教会的这个弟兄姐妹。
So I want to ask you to do this week in putting Ephesians 3 into practice.
所以这个星期我想让大家来应用以弗所书第三章。
For most of us, we've already thought of a name.
可能对于大多数人说，都脑子里想了一个名字了。
Someone within our body that is really a trial to us.
就是在我们这个肢体当中，有一个人对我来说，真让我头疼。
Don't call it out.
不要喊出他的名字。
I started to see hands popping up.
我都看到有人要举手了，不要喊他的名字。
But I want you to start this week to do this.
但是这个星期，我想让你们开始这样做。
To pray.
祷告
God,
说神啊
that person
就那个人
is a fellow heir
他是和我同为后嗣
a fellow member
他是和我同为一体
a fellow sharer
他也和我同盟应许
and so God
所以神啊
help me to love them
帮助我去爱他
now here comes the hard part
那最难的地方是什么呢
？What I want that to be is that God will suddenly make me feel warm and fuzzy towards them.
我想要的是神让我突然就对他很有感动，就觉得他很好。
But that isn't what love is about.
但爱并不是那样。
Love is doing the right thing, regardless of the feeling.
爱是不管你感觉如何，都去做那个对的事情。
Love is not Jesus saying, "Oh, I feel so warm and fuzzy about those sinners who are my, who hate me, that I'm going to go die for them." No.
爱不是主耶稣说，哎呀，我对这些好喜欢这些恨我、讨厌我的这些罪人呀，我要为他们去死。
It is Jesus saying, "I'm going to die for them."
而是主耶稣说
，Because of love.
我愿意为他们死，是出于爱。
And so this week,
所以这个星期
say God,
你们说神啊
if I loved that person,
如果我爱那一个人
What would I do?
我应该怎么做呢?
How would I treat them? What would I do for them?
我应该为他做什么?我应该如何对待他?
And then as hard as it is to do,
不管这个有多难做,
this week,
这个星期,
take a step to doing that.
都要努力地迈出那一步去做。
And here's what will happen.
那会发生什么呢?
They will say, oh, that's wonderful, I love you, oh, and everything will be great.
那个人会说,哎呀,我太爱你了,这一切都很美好。
Right?
会这样吗?
No.
不会的。
They may not respond at all.
那个人或许都没有任何反应。
Because Jesus poured out his love.
因为主耶稣将他的爱倾倒出来。
And many of those who he loved did not respond at all.
也不是他所爱的这些人也没有都回应他的爱。
But he loved anyway.
但是他依旧爱他们。
And Paul says, that is what has to happen in the church.
保罗说在教会里也必须有这样的事情发生。
So that person that is on the other side of the wall from you.
所以在你与你隔绝的墙的另外一面那个弟兄姐妹。
This week.
这个星期。
God.
神啊。
You have called me to love them.
你呼召我去爱他们。
Show me how.
让我看到要怎么做。
And I will take the step to show love.
我也愿意迈出那一步去展示这个爱。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, thank you for the church.
主啊，我们为着这个教会来向你献上感恩。
Thank you for your wonderful plan to create a new body.
我们也为着你这美好的计划要造一个新的肢体而感恩。
But Lord, sometimes living as part of that body is difficult.
但主啊，有时候在这肢体当中的生活是不容易的。
But that's what you've called us to do.
但你却呼召我们这样做。
And so would you help each one of us this week?
主啊，求你来帮助我们每一个人。
Not to go away and say, okay, now I know what Ephesians 3 teaches.
让我们在这一星期中不只是说啊，好吧，我知道以弗所书第三章教导的是什么。
But help us to go away and do what Ephesians 3 teaches.
而是让我们离开可以去行以弗所书第三章所教导的。
To live as one body.
让我们可以活出一个合一的肢体。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
I realize I called you Yu Qing.
Oh, that was me. That was